Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe and coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green here with my husband, Brother Clint Green, and we just welcome you tonight, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. We have several prayer requests here tonight and several callers. Praise God. Always enjoy and to listen to the others and appreciate the help. Praise the Lord. Danielle Rogers says, please remember her. She says, thank you. Sister Sharon Perry says, remember her also. Tina Summers says, unspoken request. Tim Hall says, keep us in prayer, please. And Bonnie Burke says, Sister Joanna, remember my husband and myself not feeling well at all, especially for granddaughter. Pray for her. God will keep His hand on her and all my lost loved ones. Sister Pauline Hamblin says, yes, God knows my need. Thank you, Lord, for my answer. And also Sister Wendy Kesson, she's having a revival for all the month of July and all the month of August. And they're not going to close it out till God says. So remember that revival. Praise the Lord. Also, Sister Joanne Gillum said, pray for her. And also, Sister Sarah Littrell, special request. Appreciate you all. Praise the Lord. So we appreciate all those that have confidence in us to pray. Praise God. And we're going to acknowledge the callers here. And as we go down in line here, we will have them go in turn. Praise God. We try to fit a song in between, and we just appreciate every one of you. 5-8-4, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. Glad to have you. And 606-677, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Yeah, this is Reverend Dwayne Van Hook, Somerset, Kentucky.
Praise God, Brother Van Hook. Do you have Brother Shannon with you tonight as well?
He's not with me. He's in California.
Oh, okay. We will keep him in prayer for traveling mercy. Praise God. 770-855, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Sister Robin. Good to hear your voice, sis. 423-562. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hello, Sister Green. This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Eddie. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you on here. 661-748, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. Good to hear you. All of you tonight, and we'll get you all in here. Just bear with us there. And tonight's subject is, are you in line for a blessing? If you want to be part of the broadcast, call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. And Brother John, why don't you come on in and obey God, brother.
Appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate, amen, the opportunity to speak the word of the Lord. You know, are you in line for blessing, amen? And, you know, we have to make sure in life that we are getting in the right line. There's a lot of places that we go to, and sometimes we can wait for a long time, and if we're in the wrong line, it's in the store tonight, amen, and checking out in the express lane, in a certain store, and amen, it was express lane. You're supposed to have 20 items or less, and people in front of me had about 50 or 60 items, but anyhow, they weren't in the right lane, but they tried to get in another lane. But, you know, tonight we need to get in the right line, amen, for a blessing. Tonight God began to deal with me out of Genesis chapter 22, amen, at the time, amen, that God had spoken to Abraham, amen, his friend who was imputed unto him, and the Bible says that as he came to him, amen, that he began to tempt Abraham and try him, amen, and trying him of faith, amen, of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, and said to him, he began to call out to Abraham, and Abraham said, behold, here I am, and he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. This was a test. This was a trial of his faith. You know, tonight we need to know that our faith, amen, that the trial of our faith is being much more precious than gold. Though gold be tried by fire, that it comes forth, amen, the praise and honor and glory. And, amen. So Abraham's faith was in the fire. Abraham's belief in the Lord Jesus Christ or in God the Father at this time, amen, was in the fire, amen. But we need to know tonight, amen, that when we go through the fire, amen, that it will not kindle against us. When we go through the river and through the flood, it will not overflow us. You know, the scriptures teach us in Isaiah 59 and verse 17, I believe it is, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up that standard, amen, against it. God is raising up his standard, amen, and God is putting us, amen, and positioning us. And what he was doing is he was positioning Abraham, amen, even though this seemed a strange request, amen, to take his son, his only son, amen, and take him as a burnt offering. But God was bringing him in line, amen, for a blessing, amen. And God wants to bring you in line tonight for a blessing, amen, for the Lord. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleared the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. So here Isaac was hanging on, amen, it's like glue unto the wood, and that was the burnt offering. They all knew what they were going for. Tonight, church, we need to know what purpose we're going for. You know, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. You know, when God spoke to Abraham in the beginning, Abraham knew by faith. He didn't know how it was going to end up, but God had already spoken to him, telling him that his seed, amen, even though at the time, amen, he had no children, God had promised him that the seed, his children, would be as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky. Here was a man who had no children. Here was a man that was beyond years. Here was a man, as the scriptures teach us in Hebrews chapter 11, that he was as good as dead, amen, but God, by faith and by his blessing, amen, of the obedience of Abraham, amen, to the word of God, amen, that God would bring forth, amen, a great blessing, amen. And then the Bible says that on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Amen. And, you know, sometimes we're getting closer and closer and closer to the place where the place of trial, the place of our faith, amen, being, amen, going through that fire, going through that, amen, that seemingly, amen, that
being tried. You know, God wants us, amen, to be forged in faith. The Bible says we are saved by faith through grace, and this is a gift of God. It's not of ourselves, amen. You have to understand that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, makes every provision, amen. He gives you that faith. He gives you the measure of faith. He gives you the gift of faith. He gives you the fruit of faith, amen. Amen. He gives you the word of faith, amen. And so God completely empowers us to receive a blessing from him. And the Bible says that there in verse 5, that Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad shall go, will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. You have to remember, you know, this is the hour when the true worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. He had every intention of going there and worshiping, and him and his son returning again. He had that promise in church tonight, no matter what the situation or no matter what the circumstances. God was getting Abraham in line, not only Abraham, but Isaac also, being obedient, being humble to his earthly father, amen. And as Abraham was, amen, obedient to his heavenly father, amen, tonight as we humble ourselves before the sight of God. You know, the Bible teaches us that before honor is humility. As we humble ourselves, amen, there's an exaltation tonight. There's an exaltation, amen, as we come before the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. You know, they had three forces of faith that he had laid the burden, amen, upon his son. And you need to know tonight, God the Father laid his burden there in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4. He laid the burden, amen, upon his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, even as Abraham laid the burden upon Isaac, amen. Amen. God knew what Abraham was going through because there would be a time and a place and an hour that he would lay his only son. He would lay the burdens and the sins of the world, amen, upon his own son. That he would go, that he would declare, amen, that there would be a place, amen. Hallelujah. That was not far off on the third day, amen, that his son would rise up, amen. Amen. That'd be a blessing, amen, forevermore. Hallelujah. And, you know, tonight we need to get in line with the Lord Jesus Christ and with that seed. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 7, amen, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. They said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb? Where is that sacrifice? Where is the offering tonight, amen? Church, where is the lamb of your offering tonight, amen? Many times we go to a place of worship. Many times we have the fire, we have the wood, we have the knife, we have seemingly everything we need provision. But there's so many of us, amen, amen, that don't carry the lamb. Tonight, church, if you don't have the Lamb of God, John told him, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. They're not just covered, they're taken away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12 that now has come the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. They overcome, amen, the accuser who accused the brethren night and day by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony. That's getting in line for a blessing, amen. When you get in that bloodline, amen, you know, it talks about over in Joshua, amen, chapter 2, it talks about Rahab the harlot, amen. I'm going to come back here in just a few minutes, but Rahab the harlot, there in the book of Joshua, amen, and she was on the wall, and they had sent spies into Jericho, amen. This was a seeking to say, you know, the Bible says that he'll leave the 99 and go after the one. The very reason why they went into Jericho, amen, was to spy out, amen, and meet Rahab the harlot. Rahab, amen, had come, amen, and amen, and hidden the spies, amen, and given an oath, amen, and by the scarlet thread. That was that line. That was that bloodline. Because Rahab was in the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she made that oath, amen, by that scarlet thread, that line of scarlet thread. It says in Joshua chapter 2, it talks about that she binds, amen, and they let them down by that line, amen, and they made the escape, and they left. They made an oath. They made a covenant. Tonight, church, we need to make that oath cut and covenant of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. That line, amen, that tied, amen, and release the spies. The bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ will release Isaac and released the spies and released Rahab, amen. She knew that the God of Israel, amen, had just overcome all the kings, amen, the powerful kings that went before them. Every one of them was defeated. Tonight, church, you need to know that everyone shall be defeated. It talks about in Daniel, amen, the four kingdoms. It talks about the image with the of gold, with a head of gold. It talks about the brass and the clay and the iron, amen. I'm talking about a stone that comes out of that, amen, out of that was cut out, amen, and destroyed every four of these kingdoms, amen, and it's the everlasting kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, amen. It's completely destroyed every other kingdom. This is a kingdom that's from everlasting to everlasting, amen. And when they came in, amen, to Jericho, amen, Joshua and all the children of Israel, there was a seeking to save, amen. They were the seeking to save those, amen, with the bloodline, with that line, amen. And when she tied that bloodline, that scarlet line, amen, thread outside the window of her lips, amen, they saw that line, amen, and she was getting in line for a blessing. Church, tonight, when you have that oath, blood covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're covered by the blood, amen, hallelujah, you're getting in line for that blessing, amen, hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen, going back to Genesis chapter 22, talks about, amen, and verse 9, he said, or verse 8 said, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. God makes provision, amen, amen. Already knew before he got there, Abraham knew that God would make provision. Church, tonight, do you know before you get there, even when you didn't have a lamb to offer up, God provided a lamb. Church, tonight, amen, you might not have nothing, but God has a lamb for you tonight, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood will not only cover your sins, it takes them away. They're gone, amen, never to be remembered anymore. He said, as far as in the east and the west, in the book of Psalms, amen. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight, I serve a God, and you serve a God tonight, amen, that's putting you in line for a blessing, amen, that bloodline, and hallelujah, but the Bible says, hallelujah, and they came to a place which God had told them of. Church, tonight, have you come to the place that God has directed you tonight? Oh, it's a place of provision. It's a place of blessing. When you line up, amen, hallelujah, but you need to know, amen, that they had to come, they had to make that journey, amen, because of blessing, amen. They had to come to the place where God, church, tonight, we've got to come to the place in the Word of God to receive the blessings of God. We've got to come to the place where the Heavenly Father is directing us and instructing us, even though it might be weary, even though, amen, he had received, amen, an instruction to take his only son, whom he loved. God knew that he loved him, amen, but also that amen, that he knew that he loved, that God knew that Abraham loved him also. And the Bible says in verse 11, amen, verse 10, it says, Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. He went through all, amen, fully, amen, he was going to do what God had told him. But the Bible says an angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. This was the son of promise. This was the son that God had promised him. Church, tonight, there's promises in God's word. There's promises in God, amen, has given to us. Not one of his promises has failed. I believe it's in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Tonight, church, there's not a promise failure in God's word tonight. Oh, and he's promised you his son. He's promised you the blessings, amen. And the Bible says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went in and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Church, tonight, there was a ram that was caught in the bush. And it's been offered up. And that male lamb was the Lord Jesus Christ. He's been offered up in your stead tonight. He's been the burnt offering, amen. He's went through the fire. The Bible says in Revelation that his feet is with, as he's been in the furnace. Oh, truly, amen. Amen, he's been there. He's been there. He was that fourth man in the fire when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went in, when they would not bow down to the image in the plain of Dura. Amen. But tonight, amen, he's already there for you. He's there waiting for you to come to that place of promise. Will you get in line for the promise? And the Bible says in verse 14 that Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Amen. As he said to it this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. In other words, it will be a place where the Lord shall see to your provision. God will see to your provision. And you know what he's providing for you tonight? Oh, a blessing. It'll make you rich and have no sorrow.
Yeah,
he's made a blessing there. That ram in the bush was a blessing. That Lord, that lamb of God that hung on the cross at Calvary was your blessing, amen. Oh, it was meant for you to be a curse, but you are blessed, amen. He said, around about my heel shall be showers of blessing. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself I have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and I withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. He promised, amen, that he would have a multiple seed, and it was in one seed. That seed was the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, I swear by myself, because he could swear by no other. He made an oath unto Abraham that I will bless you with blessing. I will multiply thy multiplying, and I will multiply and bless thy seed as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the sea. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Your seed shall have the enemy in check tonight. All the seed of the righteous, and that seed is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Tonight, there's a seed of blessing. And that seed is the Lord Jesus Christ, because, and here's the reason why, because Abraham obeyed God. You want to get in line, amen? Abraham obeyed God. Obeying God will bring you in line for a blessing. Rahab, given over, gave her life. She became a living sacrifice. The Bible says, I beseech you by the mercies of God in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Here's Rahab, offered herself as a living sacrifice. Here's Isaac, offered himself as a burnt offering. But all the time, she was blessed. So her seed was blessed. She was in the lineage. Amen. Hallelujah. One more real quick. Over in Genesis chapter 39, I won't even go there, but in Genesis chapter 39, talking about Joseph, was brought into Egypt. Amen. And the Bible tells us that the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he's in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Grace of God, favor of God tonight will bring you in line for a blessing. Joseph, Abraham, Rahab, are you a part of that blessing tonight? Find the line. That line is the bloodline, the grace line, the obedience line. Get in line for the blessing. Amen. Because it's going to be a number that no man can number. Amen. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Get in your line. But you don't have to wait for the blessing. The blessing's now. Right now, you can receive him as Lord and Savior. You can receive that grace. You can receive the blessing. You can receive everything in the Word of God right now if you'll just receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight, it's time for you to get in line for a blessing. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
We appreciate that, Brother John. That was a good message there, and praise the Lord. We're going to get this song here, and this goes right along with Brother John, what your message was, and we just appreciate you, Brother. God. And hope you was able to understand that. That's a beautiful song, Jeremiah Yoakum. That's him singing there. And When I Lay My Isaac Down, if you want to hunt that up on YouTube, that's a beautiful song. Without any more hesitation, here's Brother Van Hook. Go right ahead, brother, and obey God. Appreciate you, brother.
Hallelujah. The subject talking about tonight in the line for blessing. You know, there was a person one time named Job. He went through a hard time. I don't know, they probably wasn't too many people maybe that went through as hard a time as he did and lived through it. I know Jesus went through a probably harder time than anybody else ever lived, dying on the cross of Calvary. But it says that in Job chapter 1, verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, which is donkeys, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all men of the east. You know, there's quite a bit of reading to do there, and I don't think I need to probably do all that reading tonight. But I want to tell you that he was fit hard. He lost everything that he had. He lost his home. He lost everything that he had. But the Bible says that he kept his integrity. We want to be in line for a blessing tonight. Let's keep the integrity. Let's keep our hearts right with God. Brother Job kept his heart right with God. A good example of being in line with a blessing was that showed the integrity. We're supposed to be like Jesus. Jesus Christ, while he was upon the cross at Calvary, he never spoke one bad word. But I remember reading in the Bible where he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I want to tell you that you can be in line for a blessing, that your heart can be right with the Lord. If we keep his commandments, amen, the Bible said we shall ask anything in his name and he will do it. Everything according to the word of God and to the will of God, there's conditions that have to be met. The condition is that we must obey the Lord. Maybe you're out there and you're not a Christian, and you would say, "How do I get in on these blessings?" Well, it begins with asking Jesus to come into your heart and to save you. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to make you whole. Ask him to wash your sins away by his precious blood, because he's the Son of God. Or maybe you're in a backsliding condition and you feel like you're not in the line of the blessings. Ask him back in your life. Ask him to restore you. Or maybe you just don't feel like that you have the joy like you used to have. Well, won't you do like Brother David and tell the Lord, why don't say, "Lord, restore the joy of thy salvation in my heart." We can be in line for the blessings of God each and every day of our life. There's one thing about it, the joy of the Lord itself is a blessing from God. Having Jesus Christ in our hearts is a blessing of God. Praise the name of the Lord. God blesses us. He blesses us every day that we live. Praise be to the name of the Lord. He blesses us. But we can be in line to the blessing of God. God wants to move for us, but we must submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Resist Satan, and he'll flee from you. Amen. Jesus loves us. He loves us so much. Why don't we all get in line for the blessing of God. Get in the blessing. Amen. Get in line for the blessing of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God that loves you and me so much. God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why don't we get in that blessing? Praise God. You know, God will bless us, though, when we speak the word of God. God will bless us when we win souls to him. The Bible tells us that he that winneth souls is wise. We need to show them the plan of salvation, that the only hope that we have is in Jesus, and that there is a heaven to gain tonight and a hell to shun, that we must believe in our heart, amen, that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and whoever calls on his name shall be saved. We need to share these things with people, because he that winneth souls is wise. Let's be an example to the people. Let's receive from God what he would have for us to receive. But you know what, brothers and sisters? If we're saved and we're right with God, there ain't no sin going into heaven. Our sins all must be under the blood. The Bible tells us that our sins are forgiven that are past in the book of Romans. So if we do anything after we even get saved, we have to ask God to forgive us in Jesus' name. Go before him, and God will forgive you. But you know what? If you're right with God one of these days, your heart's right with God when you leave here, when Jesus splits the eastern sky, or when God takes us on out of here, if you're right with God, you're going to receive the greatest blessing that you could ever have. And what is that? Being with God. Seeing God. Being with God. Being in heaven. Being with God through all eternity. The peace of God. The love of God. The joy of God. We talk about the wonderful blessings of God. The freshness of God. The uniqueness of God. Amen. The faith of God, the healings of God, the miracles of God. Amen. Whatever we need from the Lord, these are blessings. Let's get ourselves in line for the blessings of God. I'll turn it back over to the sister and brother at this time.
Appreciate
brother and sister Green.
Praise God. Appreciate that, Brother Van Hook. And you know what I like about that message, and I hear you say it often, and we do, all of us on this here, this broadcast, we preach it as well as repentance. Praise God. And, you know, it seems like on the, I don't know, some of the TV evangelists, maybe radio evangelists, don't preach that you have to repent anymore. And, you know, we sure believe you have to repent. There is a true hell that you're to shun if you repent of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we appreciate that message, brother. Praise the Lord. We're going to get this here song going, and I hope it blesses you. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God.
Even sorrow and pain, Jesus, you is the comfort of my God. And his love comforts me, and his grace shall set me free, and someday I shall stand by his side. I am blessed.
Praise God. I hope you can hear that. That was as loud as I can make that go. Praise God. And when I wake up in the morning, I am blessed. Till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Hallelujah. Sister Robin,
yes,
go ahead and obey God, sis.
Well, I'm coming from Matthew chapter 5, and I want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to be on here and praise God for his blessings. In Matthew chapter 5, it says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the pure in heart, pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they and the prophets which were before you." And that's what the Lord gave me, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Robin, and that was good. And the Beatitudes, those are sure blessings to us that are saved. And if you're not saved tonight, we encourage you to just find yourself a place to pray. If you want to call in at the broadcast and you maybe you don't know how to pray and you want someone to pray with you, or maybe you do know how to pray but you still want someone to pray with you, that's fine. It's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Eddie, come on in, brother, and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to say that it's good to be on here tonight, and it's good to be able to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God tonight that we're preaching on being in line for a blessing. And, you know, when we get in the line, that if you're living for the Lord, and a favorite scripture of mine is Romans 8:14, and you heard me say that over and over again, and I use it a whole lot, and I believe it with all my heart. It says, but he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, then they are the sons of God. And, brother, I want you to know tonight, when we begin to get into the Lord, and we follow the Lord, and we desire to serve God with all our heart, we're getting in line for a blessing from the Lord. And, brother, I must at this time interject that, as it's been said more than once, that if you're not in Christ, then you're not in line for a blessing from the Lord. But, brother, I want you to know tonight that all you have to do is come into the Lord. Brother, turn from your own ways and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, and ask God to forgive you of all your sin. Brother, and ask him to save your soul, and he'll do that. Brother, I'm glad tonight, if you're so miserable you can't hardly live, then, brother, there is Jesus is waiting to save you, for you to call on him, that he might give you peace that passeth all understanding. Brother, when you become a child of God, it's just like you and your neighbors. Brother, you, brother, are obligated to take care of your children, but you're not obligated to take care of your neighbor's children. And that's the way it is with God tonight. God will take care of his people tonight, and he will bless you, brother, tonight, for following him.
him and being led by him, and he'll lead you right into the place that he'd have you to go and into the thing that he'd have you to do. Brother, and I was praying about this, and the Lord began to deal with me about this. Brother, about Solomon, brother, where he built the temple of God, brother, and in the 9th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, it said, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord and the king's house and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared unto Solomon the second time as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. You see, he appeared over here in the 3rd chapter of 1 Kings to Solomon. Brother, he said, and Solomon was praying, and he said in Gibeon, the Lord appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what shall I give thee? And Solomon was in line for a blessing from God, and Solomon said, thou show unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, let me drop down here. He said, and now, O Lord my God, this is verse 7, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? Now listen to this verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. You see, Solomon, he was wanting to please God. Brother, he was wanting to walk in the way that God would have him to walk. And that's what he was doing. But he wasn't asking anything of himself or for himself. But he wanted wisdom to know how to judge the people of God. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern, judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. Oh, let me tell you today, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians that Christ has been made unto us wisdom. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, it's just like Brother Van Hook was preaching about Job there a minute ago. Brother, when it was all said and done, God blessed Job because he went through there and he maintained his integrity. Brother, the Bible said that he didn't sin. And let me tell you tonight, God told him to pray for his friends. Brother, he said, because these friends had not spoken to that which is right like Job had. And brother, I want you to know tonight that Solomon over here, brother, he was concerned with doing God's will, concerning his people. And you take a pastor today, or let's bring it down, right on down to the individual tonight. Brother, when you're concerned about doing God's will tonight, brother, you'll be in line for a blessing, because God will lead your heart. He will guide your heart. He will speak to your heart, because he wants you to go and get a blessing from God. The Bible said, thou makest me to lie down in green pastures. Brother, I want you to know, thou leadest me beside the still waters. God will bless you with peace. He'll bless you with understanding. Brother, he'll bless you to walk in the ways of God. And brother, God will bless you for that. And brother, you'll walk in the blessing of God tonight. And brother, I
want you to know we got a heaven that we're headed to tonight. But brother, let me tell you tonight, brother, before we get there, God, we still need his blessing upon our lives. And brother, we'll be in line for a blessing if we'll just follow him and be led by him, read his word. You see, God's word is written about him. The Bible said, Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God. Brother, God has given us that book tonight, and it's called the Holy Bible. And when we begin to read it, and we begin to study it, and we begin to learn what it says concerning God, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, and we begin to walk in that. Brother, God told Joshua, he said, if you'll meditate on my law day and night, brother, he said that he would bless him. And God tonight is telling you that if we'll hear his word, brother, he'll do his word. He'll bless us tonight. Brother, we don't have to worry about others, but we leave them and we pray for them that they would walk after the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, tonight I want you to know that God, he wants to bless you. He wants to bless me. He wants to bless his people, but they must walk in the will of God. Brother, I'm so glad tonight that God made it so plain. He said in the book of Revelation in several different places, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And brother, tonight, if we'll have ears to hear with, if we'll have eyes to see with, if we'll have understanding in our heart, honey, we'll know God's will in our life and walk in that. Some people might say, now, brother, I can't understand the Bible, but James covered that. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not. Holy God, he wants to bless you, but you've got to get in line for the blessing of God. Honey, here's Solomon. If he went about doing his own thing, if he went about doing anything besides walking after the Lord, bless God, he would have never been blessed by God. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, to me, for God to come to somebody in a dream, brother, is a blessing. Brother, that there's no words to describe it. And then for God to tell me in that dream that he's going to do something for me, that's a blessing, a most honorable blessing tonight. It's a beautiful thing when God comes to you and begins to minister to you. Brother, I want you to know tonight, when God does that, you can go out and teach others too about the things of God. Brother, I want you to know, brother, it's a thing from God. It's a blessing from God. Brother, when God begins to minister to us, that we can give out to others. He said in the book of Romans, I believe it is, he said, he that ministereth, let him lay on his ministry. And brother, if we'll wait and we'll seek God and we'll walk after him, brother, and do the things that he would have us to do, brother, and he will bless us. You might say, how do we do that? It's like I said a while ago, brother, you get into the word of God and you begin to read the word of God. You begin to study the word of God and you begin to learn from the word of God. And as you go on, brother, God will begin to deal with you and to lead you, brother, into the things, into the deep things of God. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, there's 12, I'm sorry, there's 9 spiritual gifts. There's a fivefold ministry in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And God, he gives to every man severally as he will. just like when God come to Solomon here, brother, he told him, and I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Brother, God was even giving Solomon some things here that he didn't ask for, that he just didn't even want them because he hadn't been concerned with them. And brother, but God, in all his infinite wisdom and his infinite glory, brother, he gave these unto Solomon. Brother, but let me tell you, these all come, and verse 14 says, and if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then will I lengthen thy days. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, brother, he blessed him with riches. First of all, he blessed him with honor. I'm sorry, he blessed him with wisdom. Brother, and then he blessed him with riches and honor. Brother, he sold him, and if he had followed him and do his statutes and his commandments, he would give him long days. Brother, there's nobody, I don't believe, that wants to live a short time and then be called out of here. But let me tell you today, the Bible said to honor your days. I'm sorry, to honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long on the earth. Brother, God has promised his people, brother, if they will just walk in the ways of God, and brother, God will keep you. No matter where you're at, brother, you can be locked in the worst prison in the world. Brother, you can be locked in chains. But brother, I want you to know, God can set you free, and you can still be locked into them chains and still be locked into a cell. But God can set you free. Brother, the Bible said there, he said, whom the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He also said, whom the Son is set free, he's free indeed. And brother, I want you to know today, brother, look at the burden. The Bible said the sting of sin is death. And brother, I want you to know today, the sting of death is sin. And brother, whenever we go and we live for the Lord, it's like David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou wilt guide me. He'll keep us, brother, in the middle of tribulation, in the middle of persecution. He'll keep us, and we'll dwell with peace in our heart, and we'll live for the Lord. He'll lead us. He'll guide us. He'll direct us into the pathway of righteousness. And brother, we'll know, the Bible said in the book of 1 John, you have no need that any man teach you, but the morning that you receive, he'll teach you all things. Now that's not to say that we don't need Bible teachers today. We do need Bible teachers. In fact, that's one of the fivefold ministry tonight, and we need to listen to them and give heed to them tonight, because God calls teachers to teach people the Word of God and to teach them about the things of God. And it's a calling just like preaching is. And brother, I want you to know, but when God, when he was beginning to talk about this, he was talking about people coming to you or to other people with a false doctrine. Oh, let me tell you tonight, that anointing will let you know whether it's right according to the God's word tonight, or if it's some other gospel. Brother, God has given that anointing to you. He said in another place, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Honey, God tonight wants you to get in line. Pour a blessing tonight. You can take the biggest murderer that there is, and brother, get that man born again, and brother, he'll quit being been a murderer, you can take the biggest thief there is, or the biggest drunk there is, brother, and get them born again. And brother, they'll quit murder, they'll quit stealing, and brother, they'll quit doing the things they used to do. The Bible said all things are passed away. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, he said all things are passed away, and become all things will become new. And you'll say, just like Jeremiah said, his mercies are new every morning. Brother, when you begin to dwell in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you begin to walk in the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, you'll begin to see just how good God is, and you'll begin to see the blessings of God in your life. Brother, the Bible said in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, he said, and these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And he began to go through the blessings, brother, and he was telling them that if they would walk in his laws and his statutes, honey, the blessings of God would come upon them and overtake them. They wouldn't have to go seeking after the blessing, but the blessing would come upon them. And it's the same way with us tonight. Brother, when we get in the Lord Jesus Christ and we walk after him, brother, them blessings of God, they'll come upon us, they'll overtake us, and brother, we'll begin to walk in the blessings of God. Honey, I want to tell you tonight, God wants to bless you. He wants to bless his people. He wants to bless the people that's not even living for him. But the problem with that is, if you're not saved tonight, honey, God is not obligated, and God is not obligated to bless you. And brother, I want you to know tonight, but if you want in on the blessings of God, brother, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and let God bless you. You know the Bible said that God, he holds up his word, and Jesus was the word that was manifested and made flesh and dwelt among men. And men beheld him as of the glory of the only begotten of the Father. And he held his word up, brother, to perform it. And I want you to know tonight, he esteemed his word higher than himself. But Jesus said it like this, and when he, the Holy Ghost, is come, he shall testify of me. And let me tell you tonight, if you want to begin to receive that blessing, just begin to lift the name of Jesus up and begin to testify of Jesus Christ. Bless God, and you'll begin, brother, to sense the blessings of God. Brother, and God, we spirit will begin to bless your heart. He said in the 23rd Psalm, he said, my cup runneth over. And brother, you can feel the presence of God. Brother, no matter where you're at, if you're in a grocery store, if you're down somewhere walking down the street, or maybe driving down the road, brother, you begin to lift the name of Jesus, and brother, you begin to praise his name, brother, the presence of God will come right down where you're at, and the blessing of God, brother, is upon you. Brother, when Solomon went on and he finished building the house of God and his own house, it said here in the 9th chapter of 1 Kings verse 1, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared unto Solomon the second time as he appeared unto him at Gibeon. Brother, I want you to know, this was the second time that God
Father, puritan Solomon, listen, Solomon was a much blessed man of God, brother, because what he did, it pleased God. And brother, God went out, it seems like, here that God went out of his way to bless him. Listen, I remember when Jesus was crucified, brother, they hung him up between the heavens and the earth. They nailed him to that tree. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, at the end of about 6 or 6.5 hours, brother, he looked up and said, it is finished. You might say, what is finished? Brother, the plan of salvation is finished. Brother, the Bible said, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And brother, he hung his head, and his ghost left him. And brother, he had just purchased the plan of salvation. But brother, I want you to know that he didn't stay there. They took him down from there. They buried him. They wrapped him in burial clothes. And brother, they laid him in a tomb, a rich man's tomb. And they rolled a stone upon it. They set a guard out there because they remembered. They said that that he had told them that on the third day he was going to rise again. And they put that stone up there on the mouth of the tomb. And they put soldiers out there to make sure that somebody didn't come and steal him away. And brother, I want you to know on that third and appointed morning, brother, them guards, honey, they couldn't keep that stone on the mouth of that tomb because Jesus come up from there. Brother, death couldn't hold him. Brother, he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Brother, it couldn't hold him. Brother, he purchased the blessings of God. Brother, when Mary went in there, she didn't see him, and she come out, and she saw a man on the hill, and she thought he was a gardener, and she said, where have you took him? She said, tell me, and I'll go get him. And Jesus spoke to her, and he said, Mary, and she said, Rabboni, and she knew it was Jesus, and Jesus said, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. And brother, Jesus went, and brother Mary went back and told the rest of them, and they came out, and they didn't find anything in there except the grave clothes that he was buried in. Listen today, Jesus is not dead. Jesus is alive and seated on the right hand of the Father, and he bought the blessing with his crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Brother, he purchased these blessings. And listen to me tonight. Brother, when you come into the Lord Jesus Christ, when you get born again, that's the greatest blessing that you'll ever receive this side of eternity. But brother, let me tell you something else. The Bible declares unto all that there is other blessings. He said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God has made a way for you tonight to get in line for a blessing. And I want to encourage you, brother, to get in line for that blessing tonight, because God is waiting on you. And if God is speaking to your heart, brother, God is waiting on you to answer that and to get down and to bow your head and ask God to forgive you and come into your heart. Brother, when you repent and you turn to the Lord, you've opened yourself up for that first blessing, that great blessing of Jesus saving him, and you've just got in line for the blessing that God has in store for you. Brother, God tonight
is waiting on you. And I believe there's people there. I believe you under the sound of our voices tonight, that there's people listening. And you're studying about it and wondering if this is real tonight. Brother, I want you to know it's real. There's nothing, anything on the earth that's as real as this is tonight. Brother, I said a while ago, you can take the biggest murderer on the face of the earth and get them born again. And brother, they no longer want to kill people. A liar no longer wants to lie. A drunkard no longer wants to get drunk. Brother, an adulterer no longer wants to commit adultery. But brother, they want to serve God. They want to please God because they have found the secret of peace and happiness today. God bless you, is my prayer. If God is speaking to your heart tonight, I want to encourage you to turn to Him. And let me tell you like to you, just say, God, if what these people on this this radio station, if what they're telling me is the truth, show open my eyes to thee and show me and come into my heart. Honey, God will prove it to you. He'll show you Himself, and He'll cause you to know Him and turn to Him if you'll just come to Him tonight. God bless you is my prayer. Sister Green, I'll turn it back over to you. God bless you, sister. I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you much. God bless you. You and Brother Green both. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. Praise God. I tell you, I'm going to use something Brother Yearwood always says. If that didn't touch your soul, then your wood is wet. Praise God. And, you know, you could get on fire for God just like Brother Eddie is. My goodness. Praise the Lord. All the churches and all the doors just need to be open to Brother Eddie. The anointing is surely with him. Praise God. And I tell you, we can feel the Spirit of the Lord come in our living room. And boy, me and Brother Green was looking at each other and smiling real good. And I tell you, this is serious business, people. And they get right now with God. You know, once he comes, once Jesus comes, it's too late for you to get saved. And get saved now, praise the Lord, and let God work out all your mess and all your problems, and he surely will do that. You know, I was thinking about, I don't want to take up other people's time, but I had a thought on my mind how when the prodigal son went away and then he come back, you know, he had to come back to the father's house. He had spent everything that he had when he left the father's house, when he left home, and he took his inheritance, and he spent it all, and he ate with the swan. And he came back thinking he would, even if he could just be a servant in his father's house, that he would come back and be a servant. But, you know, the father saw him coming afar off, and he ran, and he hugged him and kissed him on his neck and gave him a ring and a robe and told the other child to go ahead and make the fatted calf. And, you know, we must be in the Father's house. Come back to the Father's house. If you want to be blessed, praise the Lord, you want the blessings of God that Brother Eddie and the rest of them has been telling you about, praise the Lord, come into the Father's house. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Into the house of the Lord, praise God. So you must be in the house, meaning be part of the building of God, part of the body of God, praise the Lord, and just ask God to forgive you of your sins and find out, just like Brother Eddie said, you can find him in the volume of the book, praise the Lord. Just repent of your sins and try him. When I was seeking the Holy Ghost, I remember that people would try to tell me to yield, and I was praying every altar call. I'd go and pray at prayer line. I'd pray for the Holy Ghost. It took 18 months for me to receive because I didn't understand how to yield. But I remember praying just like that, Brother Eddie. I said, Lord, if this is real, give it to me. I want this. And, you know, he told us to tarry, praise God. And I tarried for a long time and seeking that and doing all that I knew to do to please the Father in heaven, praise God. And, you know, and one day he gave it to me. Praise the Lord. Nobody had to teach me. Praise the Lord. They can't teach you. And they can't teach you how to feel the Spirit of God. Only God can give it to you, just as Brother Eddie was talking about in Revelation, said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. That is wonderful. Sure fed me tonight, Brother Eddie. I appreciate that. Praise God. And I hope this here song will bless you, and then we'll get Sister Gladys to come in and obey God. Hallelujah. Child of the King, that's what the song is. Hallelujah. I was telling someone today on Facebook that we're the King's kid. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. And you can be too. Praise the Lord. All you got to do is find you a place to pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins. Praise the Lord. Sister Gladys, just come in and obey God, sis.
Oh, I praise God tonight, Sister Joanna. Thank you. And Brother Green, for this opportunity to come and be on this broadcast to preach the gospel worldwide. I praise him tonight, and I glorify his holy name. I'm not sure where God wants me to go with this, but I'm going to start here, where Brother Eddie Bolton was telling the people, you've got to live right, your heart has to be right for you to be in line for a blessing. I've got a heavy burdened heart tonight, Sister Green, but it's a good grievance. I don't know if that makes any sense to you right now, but there's a brother sitting up in the hospital at St. Joe tonight, but I know he's ready to go. And if there's anybody that's in line for a blessing, it's Brother Eddie Hart. I want to give God the glory because he served God. He's reached out to the people. He's fed the hungry and he's fed the poor that comes into that line week after week for commodities and food, the elderly, the sick. And they come in with big streams of tears down their face and says, I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't for you handing out food. I praise God that I'm a part of that. I thank God that he's in line. Brother Eddie had a stroke just about a week ago, Sister Green. And I know I've been asking people to pray, but the stroke did so much damage. The enemy has buffeted his body, but I'm not here to give any glory to Satan. I'm giving my Father God glory tonight because I know that he can turn it around like he turned it around for me. But Eddie changed his mind up. He don't want to be on no tubes. He don't want to be on no ventilator. He don't want to be on no feeding tube. He's ready to leave this world, and he's definitely lined up for a blessing. I praise God tonight. I praise God for each and every one that preached tonight. I praise God, and I'm looking forward to Brother and Sister Green to hear their word. You know, sometimes we get in a hurry with this, but we need to get alone, to get with time. And I know we get pressured from one end to the other, and one thing seems to blow up, and the other thing seems to be in disarray, and our children need us, and everyone seems to need us, but sometimes we have to slip away, and we say, God, help us, Lord, to be lined up with you. Where you can be lined up for a blessing. I want to be a blessing, Brother Eddie. I want to be in line, Brother John. I want to be there where God wants me to be. I want to reach out to the people, the untouchable people that many people don't want to reach out to.
Amen.
And someday I've got a stirring in my heart tonight. I'm excited in my spirit. I know I've got a brother laying up in the hospital. We've prayed for him, and I know he's ready to go. He's learned some sign language to say, I love you. You know, many people are taking their lives for granted, Sister Green. We don't know anymore when our time is to go. I didn't know back in 2004 that I wouldn't live, but God brought me through. I didn't know if I was going to live or die in 2007, but God brought me through. I praise him for that. I had two children that needed to see their mama and their papa raise their children in the body of the Lord.
Bless
you, I've got
Lord.
Much to be thankful for, and I praise him tonight. You know, if you don't know what God's all about, get in your Bible. You know, if I had all the money there was, there's people hounding my Facebook page today wanting money. You know, you have to be leery of some of them that live overseas. I pray for them, but I can't afford to send Bibles. But if it's God's will for me to send one, I'll try. But I know this much, if I live right today, and if I'm the only walking, talking Bible they see, I want to be one that's rooted and grounded in the Word of God. I want a foundation beneath my feet
yes.
where when I do reach out to the people, they'll know it's real. That's what the world is looking for in the body of Christ. They're looking for real people, not fake people,
Amen.
People that gossip and slander and criticize and make fun of their brothers and sisters. Lift one another up. It's like I've told them at church. If you don't see your brother or sister here, don't question their walk with Christ. You don't know if they're laid up in the bed somewhere. I know what it's like to be laid up in the bed and not be able to go to church. I know this much. God has brought me through every single time. He's prepared my heart, and he's lined me up for the blessings of God. And I give him glory and honor, Sister Green. He's a mighty good God. And like Brother Eddie said, my God has not stepped off the throne. Jesus Christ is still the same Jesus Christ that hung on that cross. Every drop of blood he shed is for our sickness and our healing. If you have a sickness in your body tonight, he can heal you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Amen.
You know, there's many people that need touch tonight. Sister Betty, Sister Eloise. There's so many. My Uncle Gary that's on chemotherapy that can't gain weight. My Aunt Jo that's got hospice in her home. His Brother Eddie has hospice in the hospital. I know there's many brothers and sisters in this walk of life that need to be encouraged like Moses had to have his hands lifted. We can lift our brothers and sisters up in the Spirit. Even if we don't see them, we can still lift them up in prayer. Get it along with God. That's what I'm crying out for. You know, God will say in Luke 6:38, he said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. You know, if you lend, God said we'll be lenders, not borrowers. We'll be the head and not the tail. I've seen it in my own life. You know, we started out, and, you know, I teased my husband. I said, you married me for my money. He made $80 the first work week we were married, and I made a little more than that. But we're still together. People need to understand commitment. They need to understand commitment in marriage. They need to understand commitment in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Commitment to God. If you're going to serve God, do it with all you have, in all your soul, your spirit, and mind, and body. He said we become new creatures in Christ. Like they said all night tonight. If you're a drug addict, you don't want the drugs no more. If you're a drunkard, you don't want the booze anymore. If you're a liar or a thief, you don't want to do those things anymore. In actuality, you want to know how not to do those things. There has to be a change. That when people decide they're going to live right, they're going to walk right, they're going to talk right, and a drug addict finally makes up their mind and doesn't deny it anymore, They say, yeah, I'm an addict. I'm a drug addict. But with the help of God and the grace of God, I can get up each day and take care of myself and take care of my children. And I can toss the drugs away. You know, many people take life for granted. It's sort of my spirit. And like my son walked through the house today. He said, I need to make a phone call. He said, someone I know had a drug overdose. Unfortunately, he's known these people in the past. He said, I said, well, was she very young? And they said, no. He said, no. He said, she was in her 30s. Well, sorry, my son doesn't understand that 30 is still young. I'm close to 50, but I'm proud of it. I thank God, Sister Green, that I'm still here and alive. And being alive, I want to be a witness to the Lord. In Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 3, it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. God will prosper everything you touch. Everything that you do, he will prosper. You can lay hands on the sick. You know, many people will squabble and say, I want to see the miracle that my grandparents used to see. Well, we have to live it. We have to do what our grandparents used to do. We have to do what Jesus did to do greater things than Jesus did. We've got to live it and do it right. In Psalms 32:1, it says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I know a God that I serve, that when I ask for forgiveness, Jesus will forgive every sin I've ever had. You know, a lot of times we're our worst enemy, and we need to get self out of the way and let the Lord lead us. My final scriptures are in Psalm 1, 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know, we see a lot of things going on today, but we need to keep praying for the people of Israel. We may not be in agreement with all that's going on over there. And I may not understand everything, but we were grafted in as Gentiles. But the Jews are still God's people. And there's been brainwashing to the young children today. They're being taught at the age of 6 and 7 to kill the Jews. My Bible says that you're not supposed to kill one another. But, you know, people need to understand you can kill one another with your mouth. We need to watch what we say and we do. You know, I'm not patting myself on the back. I just want to speak words of wisdom. And like they said, if we lack wisdom, ask God. You know, I've got a long ways to go. God's still working on me. I like that song. You know, I'm not perfect. But with Jesus in my life, I strive to be perfect. You know, it's not who runs the race the fastest, it's who finishes the race. And I give God the glory. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Green. Be praying for Brother Boyd and Sister Yearwood, and pray for their children, and pray for those other requests. Brother John Loveless, he's going through the chemo right now. He's taking them, but I praise God he still comes to church. Brother, my Uncle Gary that is having trouble gaining weight. My Aunt Jo, she is a child of King. But continue praying for Eddie. You know, God can turn it around. The enemy may have been put damage in his body with that stroke, but I know God can strengthen that lung, and he can strengthen that throat to where he can swallow. I give God all the glory. And by, I know this. Days are with. Sorry, lifted his thumbs up, basically let me go. I give God the glory tonight. I give him praise because he's the one that keeps me. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Gladys. That's a good word there, and that was really good. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Let's pray over all these requests. Let's pray for Brother Eddie and Sister Gladys's all the requests that she turned in and all the ones we had talked about. And anybody else on the broadcast, do you have any, does anybody else have a request that they want to turn in at this time?
Pray for my body also, Sister Green. The enemy may buffet me, but I'm not going to stop. He may try to push me in a seat and shut my mouth, but as long as I'm alive, I'm going to keep speaking for the Lord. But today I woke up this morning, and my hands were so swelled, and my arms were too. Pray that the inflammation leaves my body and the rashes on my body.
Amen.
Bless your
Praise
Lord.
The Lord. Would anybody else have a prayer request?
I do, Brother and Sister Green. I have, I need for all of you to pray for my wife. There's a virus that's going around. I'm not sure whether she has that or not, but not able to keep food down and a lot of vomiting, and she doesn't have one part of it, but a lot of them have been going through, and they haven't. They've really been sick, and my wife's had it today, so just remember her in prayers. We, some of us prayed this afternoon for her, and she's a whole lot better, but she has a lot of physical problems, and anytime something like this hits her extra strong, so just remember and to lift her up in prayer, if you would, please.
Amen. We sure will, Brother John. Anybody else?
Yes. I've got a cousin. A man loves the Lord with all his heart. And his wife, they operated on her probably two and a half months ago. She had two big brain tumors in her brain. They took them out. And about a week and a half after that, her son passed away. And she's taking the radiation treatment for trying to get rid of the part of the tumor that they couldn't get out. Her name is Anita Bolton, and I'd like for you to remember her husband, Johnny. That's my cousin, Johnny Bolton. And remember him, that he would do what he needs to do to take care of her and help him, that God would help him and strengthen him and bless him abundantly. Bless both of them abundantly in Jesus' name. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Yes. I'll be praying, Brother.
Amen. Anybody else have a request?
This is Sister Robin. We have a nursing home service in the morning from our church, and I'd ask everybody to pray about that.
Amen.
That people say.
Amen.
Sister Green, one more prayer request I have. I've got a brother-in-law. His name is Stanley Pickles, and this morning they operated on him, and they had to be a plastic surgeon to do it. And then in a couple of weeks, they've got to go in and take a kidney out because he's got tumors on it, and they're cancerous. And I'd like for everybody to lift him up before the Lord and my sister Gail.
Yes, amen.
Yes, we will.
We sure will, Brother Eddie. Brother Van Hook, do you have a prayer request?
Just pray for me that I'll be led of the Lord, how he would like my ministry to continue, what he'd have me to do.
Yes, amen. We sure will, Brother Dwayne. We sure will. We'll pray about that.
Amen.
And we'll pray off Brother Shannon, too, traveling mercies, like we said earlier, there in California, that he makes it home safe. And pray for Brother and Sister Yearwood. They're not on tonight. I guess she might be sick. Sister Betty might be ill. I'm not sure. Let's take these all to the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, Lord, as you touch each and every
Heavenly Father, we know that you can reach down to all these Lord, and touch Brother Eddie, those that need direction in their lives, Father. Pray, Father, that you will be here with you as we
Lord,
About the subject, I didn't know what we were going to be talking about all week, and then it just came to my husband, Brother Green, what the subject should be, and the Lord give him that. I know he did, because everybody tonight, I tell you, it's just confirmation, praise the Lord. And you know, I was thinking about how I'm going to just start here reading. In 1 Samuel 18, verse 1 says, "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." In 2 Samuel 18, verse 3 talks about, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Saul spake unto Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David, and Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in the secret place, and hide thyself." And I'm skipping around here, and the Bible talks about, "And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee word very good." And the Bible talks about, "And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul swear, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain." The Bible talks in 2 Samuel, "And David said unto him, How went the matter, I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, That the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead, and Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also." And again, the Bible talks about, "And they mourned and wept and fasted until eve for Saul and Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword." So I wanted to give you there a foundation where I was going with this. The Bible tells us that David and Jonathan, they loved each other, praise the Lord, and how Jonathan's father, Saul was a king, and how he was out to kill David. He had a jealousy going on with there against David, and Saul and Jonathan and David were really good friends, and how David was mourned, and he lamented, and with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son, because he loved them both, the Bible talks about. "And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame in his feet, and was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled, and it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. And David said," I'm skipping around, "and David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And You know, as we read the Bible talks about how Mephibosheth got the word that David was looking for him. And you know, the custom was is that when the king had died and that someone else became king, that the household or the loved ones and the family kindreds would be killed of the other by the new king from the past king. And how now Mephibosheth, he was scared for his life that David was even asking for him, and he didn't know what was going to take place. But, you know, we read here that David's saying that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Now, Jonathan's son was Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth was Saul's grandson. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell upon his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold thy servant. And the king said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Praise God. We're talking about, are you in line for a blessing? Praise God. Jonathan was a son of a king, and Mephibosheth's grandfather was Saul, which was the king also. And you know, it looked like things were bad. Looks like things were dreary. Things were had grown bad for Mephibosheth. The nurse had fallen on him. He became lame, and now his grandfather wasn't king anymore, and now the new king was calling for him and asking him to come. And, you know, we know that the Lord wants us to come tonight. The Lord wants us to come to him. Praise God. And you know, you and I can eat at the king's table. Praise God. If we come to him and repent of our sins, and you know, we can pull up ourselves a chair and we can dine at the Father's table and we can eat at the Word of God tonight. Praise God. And you know, the king, praise the Lord, and the new king, hallelujah, was going to probably, you know, no doubt, if it had been any other body other than David, he may have killed Mephibosheth. But, you know, our God is a God of love, and he is also a God of wrath. And if you want our God of love to bless you, you must come in under the blessings. And the only way you can come in under the blessings is to give your heart to him and forget him to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Praise the Lord. And I just wish I could give this way I'm thinking about it. Praise God. And, you know, it's been on my heart for a few weeks, and I thought, Lord, this would be a good time to preach this. Hallelujah. Is eating at the king's table. Are you in line for a blessing? Praise the Lord. You can sure be in line, and you can eat at the king's table. The woman that asked Jesus to come and heal her daughter, and he said that my meat's not for the dogs. Praise God. And she said, but the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table. Hallelujah. We don't have to eat the crumbs tonight because, praise the Lord, we're a king's kid tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know, he said he would restore all the land that was his father's, Saul, back to Mephibosheth. And God will restore to you. He'll give you ground that you lost if you once walked with him and you backslid on God. He'll restore to you, praise God, and he'll raise you up, and he'll make you a royal priesthood in his kingdom. And praise God, you'll be a judge, hallelujah. The Bible talks about us being a judge, hallelujah, them that walk in the light, praise the Lord. And as Brother Eddie was talking about, we've got to be about the Father's business. We've got to be with the king, hallelujah. We've got to learn, hallelujah, about this word. The Bible talks about study and show yourself approved. Make your calling and election sure. Hallelujah. Wait on your ministry. I believe Brother Eddie was talking about that too. Wait on your ministry. Praise God. Don't get discouraged. Don't fall out. I know someone wanted to make a play one time. They were saved and on fire for God, and they didn't get to do the play that they had written the way they wanted to, praise God, and they backslid on the Lord because they didn't get to do their play. You know, hold on to the Lord. You know, praise God, this person now that I'm speaking of now serves the Lord again and is preaching the word of God and is on fire for the Lord. And thank God that person came back to God. But you might be discouraged tonight, and you might have been out. You might be out in sin tonight. You may have walked away from the Father's house. But, you know, he left the 99 and he went after that one. Praise God. You know, God is going out after you tonight under the sound of our voices here tonight that's preached this word. He's going after you. Praise God. It's no mistake that you tuned in tonight to listen to this broadcast. Being under the blessings of God, not under the cursing. I tell my son this all the time. You want to be blessed by God, you must walk right and talk right and spit white.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. God will change your want-tos. He will want, he'll have you, he'll put a go-ye down inside of you to want to go to church and to want to serve him and want to please him. Praise the Lord. I want to play this here song real quick, and then Brother Green's going to come in and obey God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This time we're going to turn this over to my husband, praise the Lord, Evangelist Clint Green.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. It's good to be a Christian, and it's good to be living for Jesus. And I'll tell you what, we don't know when the Lord's coming, but we do know that he's coming. He made us a promise that he said, if I go away, I will come again. And we're here tonight preaching on the radio and trying to encourage people to find them a place to pray if they're not saved and call on the Lord Jesus Christ, ask the Lord to come into their heart. And that's how you become a Christian. You must repent of your sins and you must call on the Lord. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the name of the Lord is Jesus. The Bible tells us that the Father hath made Christ, and made the Lord Jesus, made him the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by Christ, through him. And that's to put our faith in him, because he's the one that paid the price. And somebody said tonight that he paid the price, and that's absolutely right. He redeemed us, praise God, back to the Father when he died on that cross. He was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And we're talking about, are you in line for a blessing? And I tell you, if you're not in line for a blessing, well, then you're in line for a curse, because the Bible says one place there, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So I tell you tonight, we're preaching, you're hearing the message, I hope you're saved tonight, but if you're not saved, find you an altar somewhere. Kneel down beside your bed or somewhere, kneel down in the arm of the chair or whatever, and ask the Lord to come into your heart. And he will make you, you know, a candidate for the blessing, praise God. And like someone said tonight, I believe Brother Eddie said, there's more than the blessing of salvation, but there's many blessings in Christ. And the Bible tells us to forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. And I want to start out tonight over here in Genesis. I was kind of thinking, I believe, tonight a little bit in line with what Brother John started out preaching tonight. And he was talking about Abraham, and I kind of was going to touch on that a little bit myself, but here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, I want to read to you verse 27, verse 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Praise God. So the Bible tells us here that God blessed them up there in verse 28, and it starts out, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. So, you know, God created man in his own image and put him in that beautiful garden. And, you know, God made man, and God wanted to bless him. And he started out here in the garden and in verse 28, and God blessed them. So, you see, God is trying to bless people tonight. That's his nature, is to bless people. The Bible tells us that he's not willing. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And, you know, that's why Christ died on the cross, because man had sinned in the garden, and they had lost the protection of God. And there was only the only thing that kept the devil from killing humanity plumb out was the fact that God had mercy upon us. Praise God. And you know, there was a certain amount of grace that was upon people. And, you know, when I was a sinner, there was grace upon my life. Even though I was not saved, there was a certain amount of grace that was upon my life. And, you know, God has placed that grace upon people. And, you know, we can lose it if we start living a sinful life. And when we've come to the place where we hear the gospel preached, we have a choice. It's a crossroads, so to speak. You know, we come to a place in life and, when we hear the gospel preached, and we must make a decision. Am I going to serve Christ, or am I going to keep living the life that I'm living? But I can tell you right now, if you keep on living the life you're living and you're not a Christian, you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I can tell you that you're in danger because, you know, it's appointed unto man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. We're all going to go someday to that judgment. And God wants to bless you. When you stand before Him on that great judgment day, you know, when we go to meet the Lord and we get our rewards in heaven, well, God is wanting to bless you, but you'll get no rewards if you don't accept Christ. He is the answer for the problems of mankind. He is the only way of salvation. There is none other way that we can come up with. We must go God's way. I want to turn on over here in Genesis chapter, I believe it's chapter 5. I want to turn over to that. I don't know how this is going to go, but in Genesis 5, 1 and 2, it says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Praise God. So it says here again, here in verse 2, and God blessed them. So it's God's will, you know, to bless you. I was thinking about one scripture came to my mind there in John. I believe it's 3 John. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. You know, God wants our soul to prosper, but our soul cannot prosper unless we go God's way. And I'm glad when I was 25 years old, I heard the gospel, and I went God's way. And, you know, I've been going God's way ever since. I've been yielding myself to the Lord, and I've been reading His Word and studying His Word, and I know someday there'll be a reward someday for the life that I live. If I live a holy life and I don't, you know, cheat and steal and kill and commit all manner of sins and things like I used to do, I didn't get out and kill people, but, you know, I had murder in my heart, I guess, because I'd be angry with people, and we fought and argued and everything like that. Well, you know, God don't want us to be fighting one another and arguing and carrying on, but God wants us to love one another and to treat everybody right. You know, they sang a song, I'm going to treat everybody right. You know, I'm going to keep on fighting sin until I die. You know, sin is spelled out in the Bible, and we can get in our Bible, our King James Bible, and we can find out what sin is. Once you become a Christian, you find out what sin is, and whatever it is, don't do it. You know, if it's sin, stay away from it, because sin was what separated man from God in the garden. When God came back in the garden, He said, "Where art thou, Adam?" And Adam was hiding because he had committed sin. And we don't need to hide from God, but I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to run to God. We need to get as close to God as we can, because the Bible tells us to draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I'm telling you tonight, we're living in the last days, and, you know, Jesus is coming back again, and we'd better get our hearts right. If there's anything in our life that's not right with God, we need to go to the throne of grace. We need to come boldly to the throne of God. We need to get down at the foot of that cross We need to call on Jesus. He's the mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. He's the one that paid the price for you and I, that we could have eternal life, and we could have this life more abundant. We don't have to just barely get through life, but we can have a blessing as we're going down life's road. We can have Jesus, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I tell you, he's a friend that'll do what no other friend can do. He can keep you out of trouble, and he can heal your body, and he can meet your needs, and he can save your children, and he can intervene in times of trouble. Praise God. And he can put a hedge around us that the enemy cannot touch us. Praise God. And I'm so glad that I found him one day. You know, I was thanking Paul on the road to Damascus. He met the Lord there. And he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." I tell you, when you're fighting God's people, you're persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ. And there in Acts chapter 9, I believe it is, where Paul met the Lord there on that road to Damascus. He was a changed man. He began to pray, and he began to seek the Father. He began to pray, and God spoke to Ananias to go up to the street called Straight and inquire for one Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. He said, "You're going to find him praying." I'll tell you, when you get saved, born again, you'll begin to pray. You'll begin to put yourself in line with the poor. Praise God. In line for the blessing. Praise God. I want to be blessed, don't you? I want to make heaven my home, and I want, while I'm on my road to glory, I want to be able to receive the things that the Lord paid for at Calvary. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I'll tell you, himself took our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should... We should not live after sin anymore, but we should live that new life in Christ. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, we're a new creature. The old things are passed away, and all things have become new. But I'll tell you tonight, God wants to bless you. He wants to put his hedge around you. He wants to put his blessing upon you. Somebody said there in Deuteronomy, he said, if you'll diligently... I forget how it was worded, seek after me. He said, I'll bless you. I'll make you the head and not the tail. He said, I'll make you above only and not beneath. I'll bless you in the city, and I'll bless you in the country. I'll bless you everywhere you turn, everywhere you go. And that's what I want, don't you? I want that blessing because Jesus paid for it. Praise God, he paid for that blessing with his own blood, and he's coming back to reward his people one of these days. He's coming back to set up the kingdom, and I tell you, I want to be in it, don't you? And I want to reign and rule with Christ 1,000 years. Praise God. And I want to have my name truly written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I want us to say, hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That you've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many things. Praise God. I believe looks like maybe we've run out of time. I want to thank each one of you for coming on. I tell you, I've been enjoying all this good preaching. I've learned a lot of things from the preachers there on the broadcast and listening to y'all, and I thank you for coming on. God bless y'all.
God bless you, brother.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
God bless everybody.
Good night.
In Jesus' name. Good night.